Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we tell you how to install a kitchen cabinet with careful attention paid to your pocket hole.
You said pocket hole. So, hey, Patrick.
Hey, man. What's going on?
I appreciate you having me over the house, but I noticed when I was upstairs, a home improvement project that you had going on, right?
I had an interesting situation recently when we bought a new dishwasher in our home. You know, it was a rare occurrence. We're simple people, but we splurged. So you know how you have a refrigerator that will text you if it's getting out of milk or something like that?
I've heard of such a thing. Yeah. I don't have anything like that.
These are modern appliances. No, neither do I.
I mean, I still listen to cassettes at home, so I like analog, so right? Yeah.
But so, you know, we bought a new dishwasher that will actually, you know, tell you when it needs to be run.
Wait, the dishwasher tells you when it needs to be run?
Yeah, it'll say, look, you've reached, you know, it's this full. Like, it's going to save you water and it's going to save you dishwashing liquid if you start me now. Like, don't worry about adding other stuff or getting a maximum load. Turn me on now. This will be your most efficient use.
Okay.
So, to do that, we had to add a little extra space in our kitchen, which is a small kitchen, right? We live in a cozy home. Suddenly, I was faced with a strange problem. I had more space than one cabinet would take up, but less space than two.
So, okay, you're saying the dishwasher did not fit the existing space. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's exactly what I was
bigger
trying to
than
say.
The old space.
That's right.
That there was an old dishwasher before?
That's right. There was an old dishwasher, so the new one with the technology, right, needed more space.
Got it. Okay.
Right. So suddenly there was an odd space problem.
All right.
So
how in the world did you resolve this?
Well, first thing I did was I went down to my workshop.
Yeah.
And the workshop. What I do when I'm thinking in my workshop is I hold natural items, maybe some stones, some sawdust, or some aluminum foil, right? I'll hold those natural items and I'll ponder things like the ancient Japanese prophets. And what I decided was I had a bunch of plywood laying downstairs and I figured, hey, you know, why not give this a shot? I could build a little frame and put some facing on it.
Wait, okay. Now
I was just going to build the cabinets myself.
This sounds amazing to me because I can't do anything like this at all. So you actually didn't do what I do, which is my basic tool for any kind of home improvement job is the telephone that calls the guy to come do it.
Calls Angie's List.
That's right. Yeah. But that was not your deal.
No, not at all. That's not the way I usually roll. I try to figure something out on my own. Yeah, so I gave it a shot and it worked out okay, you know. But I learned something really important. For anyone who is ever going to do their own kitchen home improvement project involving cabinets, you have to learn about pocket holes.
Wait, pocket holes?
Pocket holes.
Not like on my pool table.
No, that's totally different.
Okay.
You've got to drill a hole between two pieces of wood where the joinery does not show. It only shows from the inside. So you've got to sort of a drill sort of a diagonal hole down the cabinet. And then insert the screw just the right size so it doesn't bust the front or the back, but it holds it together securely.
Okay. So two questions here. One is, how did you learn these things? I'm imagining that at some point in your life, you invested in a series of Time Life books off of some kind of like direct response ad that you saw.
That's right.
There's that possibility. Or how many times do you get things wrong before you realize how to do it the right way?
It's kind of a combination of both.
Okay.
But yeah. There is a series of Time Life books, the world's most 100 important tools that I subscribe to. I was bored as a child. The second is, you know, the Home Depot's not that far.
Okay. So you got the dishwasher in.
Yeah, I got the dishwasher in. It was humming great. And then some of the family was away on a trip. I had a couple of days to myself on the weekend and I dedicated myself to it, put my tool belt on, my jock strap, my high boots, and I finished the whole thing.
The job requires a jock strap, huh?
Yeah, it
all
does.
Right. All right.
You know, you don't want anything getting tangled up in screws or anything like that.
And it's good. And everything's good.
Everything's been working great. The dogs can't get in. It's easy to open for humans.
All right. So we need to take a little break here. The scintillating conversation.
That's right.
But you know what? I think I have a song for this occasion. So we'll take a little break. We'll come back and we'll hear the song.
Can't imagine what it might be.
So, Patrick, I just want to take a moment here to explain to our listeners, this is exposition here, what they can do to help out the podcast if they like it.
Why would they do that?
Well, hopefully they like Rock in the Suburbs. They want to keep it going.
Oh, they're nice people. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the ways they can do that is by, listen to this, take notes at home if you need to, subscribe to the show on iTunes.
That's easy.
You find Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes. You hit the little subscribe button.
Yep.
Either on your computer or your phone.
Super easy.
And then if you could, just take a few moments, rate and review the show on iTunes. That helps us out because it makes the thing more visible to other people, and then they listen to it, and we grow. Go ahead and do that. And then, if you're not a an iTunes user, you can also follow the show on Audioboom. So that's also something you can do. There's like a follow button on there if you have an Android device.
Right.
You can do that. And then
great
you
service.
Get updates on when we have new episodes, which is pretty much all the time. So just keep checking in. All
every
right?
day. Yeah.
So please do those things. Okay. We're back now on Rock in the Suburbs, and while we were gone, I was going through all of Patrick's records here in the basement to see if I could find this perfect song for the story about the kitchen cabinets and the dishwasher.
I was noticing you lingering over by the Hall & Oates section there for a little while.
Hall & Oates, the country tribute band?
That's
or
right.
What I came up with, let me see, let me grab this here.
Okay.
And where's, okay, we're in the L's now.
Yep.
So, Patrick, I'm going to take you back a little bit in time here.
Okay.
To 1992. What were you doing in 1992?
Man, you know, I had just become a dad in 1992.
Okay.
Very early.
So you might have this somewhere around here. Okay. This is a song by the Lemonheads. Remember the Lemonheads?
I do.
I thought this would go really well because it's a song called Kitchen.
I know you'd like to know. Treat you to cake every night. Suddenly talking, it'll make you cry. Smile at me, I'll hold you really tight. Follow you into bed, run around till morning. We'll stay awake all night. We'll repeat the same story, but of course never in front of friends. How it all started in the kitchen. Hey! Remember the time when you said we should wait a while?
It's a very bouncy little song,
man,
isn't it?
That sounds like Yvonne Dando.
There's a cool part later where it has a little like,
I liked it.
Bop, 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 you know, little kind of like 60s kind of thing going on.
Sweet there. Little sha-na-na kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you mentioned, of course, Evan Dando. Really, it's the funny thing about the Lemonheads, that's from It's a Shame About Ray, which is their big album in 1992. And we remember that big song.
Sure.
And it also had the cover of Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
On that album.
Alt-rock staple, yeah.
But here's some things you may not know.
Okay.
Do you know who played bass on that record?
I don't.
Juliana Hatfield.
Really?
Yes.
Heard of her.
The alluring Juliana Hatfield.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing about the Lemonheads. Lemonheads are basically Evan Dando.
That's right.
And then like rotating,
yeah,
you know, cast of band members, right? But what I find interesting about this song, it's kind of like a love song kind of thing and how it all started in the kitchen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's really funny about this song is it was written by a guy named Nick Dalton, who was actually the bass player in the Lemonheads at the time. But
really,
he's from Australia and he was having visa issues, so he couldn't be there for the session.
Oh, wow.
So they recorded his song with Juliana Hatfield, who recorded bass on the whole album, even though he wasn't there.
Right.
He couldn't make it.
And he wrote the song.
He wrote that song.
That's incredible.
Yes. But then he got it all worked out and apparently he was in the band for the next few years.
And that was sounding great to me right now. Yeah.
Well, you know, the early 90s, there was something about the way bands were produced then, and those sort of guitar driven bands and everything, they really sounded good.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the era of like, you know, sort of big guitars and, you know.
Man, whenever that came on HFS, it was like, turn it up.
Yeah.
I don't care. Is anyone looking? No, turn it up.
Yeah. And they had kind of they had that sort of power trio kind of thing going and, you know, very poppy and, you know, melodic kind of songs and all that kind of stuff. All right. So there you go. Kitchen.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
All right.
That's nice.
So we have a little suburban chat and then we play a song.
That's what happens.
That's how it works. Okay, so Patrick, I would like people to continue to listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
That'd be all right. Yeah. If they're digging it, man.
And if they wanted to do that, they could find the show on iTunes or Audio Boom, if you're into the Android thing. You could also tell us about your home improvement projects or anything going on in your suburban life.
Right.
By emailing us at suburbspod@gmail.com, or you can find us at suburbspod on Twitter or Facebook. Or what else should they do?
Well, kind of my favorite thing. Just give us a call on the hotline.
We would love to hear about your home improvement projects.
That's right.
Just call the RTS hotline.
Especially if it involves pocket holes.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. That number is 612-440-1984. Call that. Tell us what you got going on in your suburban life. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I remain Patrick Foster.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs, and we'll talk to you later.